The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Journey of Ramadan. In this program, we select very fascinating and relevant topics regarding this beautiful month of Ramadan Kareem, and we try to increase our knowledge. Be with us from beginning till end, immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you'll be learning from this episode. Today, we'll be talking about the Quranic verse on fasting. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from beginning till end with all good intentions. I make this intention, I'll deliver this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make this intention, you'll watch this program from start to end, remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran,
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyamu kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon.
O those who believe, fasting has been made obligatory upon you as were made obligatory upon those before you so that you may become pious. Imam Ahl-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman's father Allama Maulana Naqi Ali Khan alayhi rahma, he has written beautiful pearls under this very verse of the Holy Quran. He says, Dear ponder on the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has testified the iman of the one who fasts. Subhanallah. Because this verse starts with Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, or you who believe. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala converted the ummah of his beloved Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam with these words that fasting has been made obligatory upon you as were made obligatory upon those before you. If someone gets ill and then he takes the illness on his nerves, right, for example, and he becomes very much grieved and saddened, so just one sentence of a doctor becomes enough for him. And all the tension and anxiety is removed. When doctor says, don't worry, nothing to worry about. It's just the season is changing or the weather has changed, right? And the people are getting ill. It is very common. So nothing to worry about. So when these few words, they become means of comfort for that individual who is feeling sick and ill, and he starts getting better. Likewise, fasting is a form of worship which has hardship in it. It's not easy to do. It's not easy to remain hungry or thirsty, especially when it is summer, when it is hot weather. There are long days and your throat is dry, you're feeling thirsty, and you have got water available, you've got food available, yet you do not eat. It's not easy to do that. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala converted first that, O servants of my beloved, don't worry. This hardship is just not only for you, even these fasts were fard upon the previous ummahs too. And they also kept fasts. Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem says, fasting is an old form of worship. No Sharia was free from the obligation of fasting. Now here, the knowledge of Mawlana Naqqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh is farm of Quran, and how he derives points. Subhanallah. Look at this. He says, when you contemplate with a deep sight on this very verse, then you understand it was desired that this profitable form of worship, and profitable means that when you earn so much reward from this, so that this form of worship is made obligatory upon the Ummah of Rasul. This was desired that they get reward because of it. But this form of worship is not easy, it is hard. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like that this form of worship is directly, straight away, made fard upon the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Hence, through his perfect wisdom, this strategy was adopted, that from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam till Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, that fasting is made fard upon every Ummah, so that when the time of the servants of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam come, and their time comes, Allahu Akbar. So they don't feel it hard to fast when they will know that the previous Ummahs, they also fasted. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And further it was mentioned, أَيَّامًا مَعْضُودَاتِ The days are counted. Walana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, these words are also proof of the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, karam, blessing of Rabb Azza wa Jal. And we learn that Rahman and Rahim, a Rabb, wants to convert the Ummah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. You can learn this from this example when the child who goes to the school the very first day, the father, he says to the son, dear son, don't worry, it's just a matter of a few hours. And it'll be all done, finished. I'll come and pick you. Same is the case here of love and affection upon the Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. Allahu Akbar. The Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim is converted. Don't worry, the days are counted. Ayyaman ma'dudat. And this obligation is only for a few days. Don't worry. And yes, don't count the days. Just focus on the reward, focus on the blessings. And when you will focus on this, what will you get? What reward will you get? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ So that you become pious. So through the barakah of fasting, a great blessing of taqwa, piety is attained. So one of the reasons of fasting, what we attain is taqwa. Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that fasting is a form of practice which is done to kill the desires of nafs. And it is said that there are two powers or elements which are the evil of all sins. Number one is lust and number two is anger. And these both are aggravated due to excessive eating. And when you eat less, this lust and anger is also suppressed. Your nafs becomes weak and the noor of iman is increased when you remain hungry. And slowly and gradually a person gets to that maqam, to that state, that a person, he abandons sins and then he gets focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he strengthens his iman. Muhammad Arabi Madani Makki sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Shaitan circulates in person like blood. Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further say, O beloved, your eating will not decrease the treasure of risk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sustenance. But when you will eat full stomach, you'll become obedient of your nafs and you'll get veil between yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But hunger will clean your heart. Your heart will get softness. You'll get taste in ibadah. This hunger will give you ijz in kisari. You'll become down to earth and humbled. Lust will become weak. You'll get less sleep. You'll get steadfastness on good deeds. And you will also get rid of thousands of diseases. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, when you fast, you get health. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Sumu tasihu," fast, you'll get cured. It is mentioned in Tafsir Qurtubi. A non-Muslim doctor came in the court of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala and he said that knowledges are of two types. Number one, ilmul adiyan, meaning the knowledge of religion, and ilmul abdan, meaning the knowledge of body. And he said, your book, Quran, contains the knowledge of religion, but it does not have the knowledge of tib, medicine. Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala said, you talk about whole Quran, whereas Quran has summarized complete medicine in just one verse. Then he radiallahu ta'ala and recited Surah A'raf, verse number 31, this part. وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُصْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُصْرِفِينَ. Eat and drink and do not waste. Indeed, Allah does not like those who waste. There are two ways of waste. If you're not hungry, yet you eat. And second form is that you eat excessively, full stomach. One should eat only when he is hungry, and when he is still hungry, he should stop eating. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, he'll remain healthy. When that non-Muslim heard this, he said, okay, I believe that your Quran has summarized whole medicine within this one verse, but your Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam hasn't said anything about it. Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala said, my Nana Jan, my grandfather Sultan Edo Jahan sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has thousands of hadith. Just one hadith summarizes the whole tib. Then he radiallahu ta'ala mentioned this hadith. The worst of the containers which a human being fills is his stomach. For human, there are only few morsels are enough which keep his back straight. When that non-Muslim heard this hadith, he said that your book and your Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has not left anything for Jalinus. He was a great doctor of his time, Hakim of his time, meaning everything has been summarized. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that when we fast with love, with passion, following the sunnah of Rasulullah salatu wa taslim. Inshallah, in addition to blessings, barakah, rewards, we'll also have, inshallah, azza wa jal, a healthy lifestyle. This Ramadan has arrived, and respectively, today we heard a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, which mentions the obligation of fasting, and beautiful Madani pearls we learned from the tafsir. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we spend this Ramadan with love, passion and respect, and we fast whole month of Ramadan Kareem and gain blessings. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode with another interesting topic. Until then, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey, not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.